there's Dr. Evgenia Goltzer dictating an endoscopy report on David Bowen. Date of birth 1/18/1952. Date of procedures November 30th, 2023. Procedure performed by Dr. Evgenia Goltzer-Deal. Referring physician is Dr. Arvin Byrie. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy. As well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is belching, comma, bloating, comma, heartburn, comma, screening for colon cancer, comma, family history of colon cancer. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitoring, anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced to direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period. Retroflex was obtained in the cardio, period. Air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period. A digital rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum, period. Retroflex was obtained with the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 7, 2-3-2, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings at upper endoscopy, number one, the distal esophagus was tortuous. Next line, the Z line was regular, 38 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was an approximately 4-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, on retroflexion, there was evidence of a fundal submucosal nodule. This was not biopsied